The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Yeah, it is time to open. You are listening to Waking Up in America, a radio magazine, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, brought to you by Bragg, and that's with two G's, BRAGG.com, Happily200, TheConingCompany, DrVal.com, and 42action.org. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that is changing the world. Thanks for the endorsement, Bob. Now, you might hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing as we call in from our homes and offices around the world to cause this program. Pretty good, huh? Jesus spoke in Aramaic. And in the Lord's Prayer, prayer means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. Not throw yourself down to the ground and beg God. That's not what it's about. That's just how they retranslated it for the purpose of those in power, so that they could have you beg them. Always include a prayer for the celebration of our republic, for the United States, for America. Today we ask for the respect for our animal friends as well as for each other and our communities. We are a nation structured on Christian values, like no kidding. Just make sure we live the Christian values and the whole world works. Don't kill anyone. Honor people. It's a good thing. Don't take something that's not yours. You know, those things have lasted for thousands of years, and the values of that will never be devalued unless we just ignore them, and then they're totally devalued. And that's what's happening as money comes in God we trust. Well, I want that back on every bill, okay? Every bill. Want to ask a question while we're on the air? Tweet Randy, and that's Randy with an I, and at Randy Shannon, and that's Shannon with two M's. Follow me on Twitter at ValKirkgaard1, and that's Kirkgaard with two A's. You're listening to Waking Up in America, and we're here this morning. We've got Mike in the background with his earphones on. We've got Randy sitting there. You're in Miami this morning, right, Randy?
I am.
And I'm in Topanga Canyon, and it's just getting light here. It's that special time when the kind of rosy, you know, in the morning, and it's everything's very crisp and clear. Now, today's topic is actually people who have influenced us in our lives, whether they're big celebrities or whether they're your next-door neighbor. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And as we talk about that, I want you to think about that, too, because we're part of a lineage, and the people that impressed us, there are people that we want to follow, and we would like to share and continue to share their values. You know, Randy, one of the things I always said was that I was a combination of all the people I had ever met. Do you feel like that, too? Or?
Yeah, maybe not everyone, but pretty darn close to everyone.
Not everyone.
I don't want to claim them all.
But a lot of people in my life, every year, every month, usually almost every day, I meet somebody that I'm influenced by, whether it's negative or positive. We're not going to spend our time on this show talking about negative influence because there's enough of that in the world, okay?
Yes.
What's positively influenced us? And so, now mind you, I thought it could be kind of fun to play kind of like a in-the-moment game. So right off the bat, when I think of who's influenced, the picture that comes into my mind is Randy Shannon showing up at my front door with Teddy.
It was so nice. Wasn't it great?
4 years. 4 years we've been on the phone with each other. 4 years we've been laughing and saying things and stuff like that. And then there you were. And now here's the part Randy loves to hear, because she loves to be by this. I was literally speechless when I saw, Teddy's really cute too, by the way, way better than the picture that we put up for him. But here's the deal. Randy, you're what, 5 feet tall?
Barely 5'1".
One. So I'm about 5'7", okay? And I'm looking at the door. I've seen Randy's picture lots of times, and I knew she was beautiful, but she's better than beautiful. And this is where, Mike, I thought you would get envious. That's our sister. She's better looking than you can imagine. She's gorgeous. In fact, she's, when you put together that she's a triathlete, mother of four, multiple business owner, and then she shows up like a Dresden doll movie star or something of that nature. She's got very fine chiseled features, and she shows up with this really cutie guy at the front door of my home. You don't think that doesn't influence me, who Randy is? She influences me week after week with her courage, with her humor. You know, we've had very few disagreements in 4 years, probably one or two.
I'm thinking two at the most.
Yeah. After
Which
4 years.
Which is pretty good.
So, Mike, we've got to make an appointment to get together in Albuquerque and go over and take advantage of Jim and John at the good old cafe there that they have, the El Pinto, that destination restaurant. Because not even going to be able to eat. For the first 5 minutes, you're going to go, oh my God, she's gorgeous.
Oh, listen to you guys. I just need to stick around you guys all day long. This is great.
Normally think of Jolly as taller. Taller and less the right words. It's like, first of all, your nose is really chiseled.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't do anything to it.
And you sound taller than you are.
I really thought you were going to be taller too, Val, because you're like larger than life in my mind. And I was looking at you in the picture with Teddy, and he's probably, you know, 5'7", 5'8", somewhere around there, I'm guessing. I don't know for sure, and you were much tinier than him. So in the photo, which I've now sent you this morning, so it was a gathering.
Did you by phone or by email?
I did it by your phone. Yeah.
Okay. Well, one that I'm on, but I'll take a look at it. And you want to see? I mean, I actually get beautiful when I'm next to beautiful people. I mean, this is part of what happens. We're next to beautiful people, and we're not just talking good looks here, but we're next to beautiful people, and I take pictures of all these. I look at all these pictures that I've had taken with, like, Deepak Chopra or Terry Cole Whitaker or one of those people, and it's like there's a smile that comes out that isn't available at other times. It's almost like we glow in each other's energy.
Yes.
So I don't even know how to smile like that in the mirror, but I can do that if I'm next to somebody that I think is really cool. So that's what we want to do. We want to incorporate people into our lives who are really cool. Mike is really cool.
Yeah.
Mike shows up on as our announcer. I think he's had like 2 inches. His car doesn't break down because he walks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that always inspires me that he does that.
Yeah, I love when somebody is always trying to be healthy. Mike does that. And he's fun. And what people don't get to hear is all the behind-the-scenes stuff where he's, like, funny and and we talk about what's going on in his life and his girlfriend when he has one. So, yeah.
You still have one, Mike?
I
Well, we love it, and I wish the listeners could hear it, because they don't get to hear from you that often. They get to hear from Val and I. And Val, it was an honor to come to your house and see your beautiful home and the beautiful scenery. And we went to, what is it called, Rocco's Pizza?
Uh-huh. Good. I believe the phrase we used at the time, and is it okay to say laughing our asses off on the air, Mom? We were just having a good time, and there's this thing at Landmark, what they promise you, you know? And they promise you that if you go through the curriculum of living, which I've gone through more than once because I love what I get. I don't always like going to classes. That's not me necessarily liking to go to classes. But when I get stuff out of classes, I'm in my 58th class at Landmark, and they have this thing that they say about when you get really going with the technology and such, that you'll have a life that you love. And I actually, it just fell out of my mouth when we were sitting at the table. By the way, we had our Tibetan Lama with us, too. That was funny. So we have a Tibetan Lama, Teddy, Randy, and myself over at Rocco's Pizza Parlor. And we were laughing. Lama was just kind of sitting there back. He doesn't speak English as well, but he was just smiling, just kind of rocking, and I thought, this is so cool. I have a life I love.
And you know what's funny?
Oh, you know, this is like a human being that comes from Tibet that's actually a holy man. No, you don't have to be. There's actually, what you're talking about is those shaggy, wonderful beasts that people get wool from, and they're llamas too. But I think they have two L's in their name. He likes
Mike,
pizza.
You and gotta, he was pretty quiet. He was a pretty quiet guy.
He always is.
Yeah, but he did bust a gut a couple times, which was pretty cool to see a llama or Dalai Lama or whatever you call him crack up. Yeah.
Now, this is a man who's a very simple man. He has probably all of his possessions in one suitcase. If Lama goes for a... I asked Lama, I said, how much walking did you do in Tibet? And he just laughed. He said, they're so used to walking. I said, well, where did you walk? And he goes, he walked from Tibet to India, and it took him only 3 months. Yes! This is a man who influences my life. Now, he and I have had some good fights, okay? Because he'll say... Well, that's par for the course when you're hanging out in my house and you think you're God, which he is. In his language, God, but sometimes God does things he wasn't asked to do, and then he gets in trouble. Like he painted part of the wall in the bathroom purple. Nothing I wanted. He thought he was helping. Okay, so we have conversations about that, okay? But this is a man that I admire and I respect, and I'm honored to have in my home, okay?
Yes, Topanga Canyon is gorgeous, and it's like literally right off the cliffy kind of coast. And, you know, she's kind of on a cliff. That's a little bit scary. I'm thinking mud, whatever you call it, when it rains and the mudslide. But... It's the view every day, Mike, unbelievable. I can't even imagine waking up to that view every day.
I'm looking out the window right now at the mountainside, and sometimes I can actually see deer running around and stuff like that.
Yeah, mountainside. By the way, when we left your driveway and we went down the hill, there was a coyote running across the street. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's like wilderness right next to the ocean. So once you leave her little, I guess if you would call it a development, the ocean is literally right there.
Well, let's say that if you want to call it the development, to me usually means houses built by the same contractor or contracting company. Mm-hmm. These houses in Topanga Canyon are very interesting. It turns out the one I live in has a very good foundation. Some of them are actually, you know, were built 100 years ago. Things of that nature, and they might have stones or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very rural area, and we actually have resisted people developing it. We have tracks, like the post office tract or something of that nature, that defines an area here. But this is This is available rural. Unfortunately, we've got about 40,000 cars a day that drive through the canyon. When I moved here, it was only about 12 or 15. But there's, I've gone through a lot here, Randy, from all the way from being a millionaire, making $1 million 1 year, to shopping at the 99-cent store right now, off and on. You know, that kind of thing. But I'm here in the canyon, and we've got something really powerful. And so the canyon itself inspires me because we're very in touch with community here.
Yeah,
and we have a thing called Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
Next Door is a community newsletter. Like yesterday, you'll like this one, Mike. Somebody said that they had llamas and they were giving away fertilizer. And this is not the Tibet llama. This is the animal llama. And so I sent over an email saying I'd love some, and because it's great for the garden, but here's the thing about llama manure is it doesn't have to be seasoned like horses do, so you can actually put it straight on. So here we've got people raising llamas in the canyon and giving away their stuff to fertilize the fruit trees and the rose gardens and the vegetable gardens and all that kind of stuff, and we put it in Next Door. So that has tremendous influence on me. That's what we're about today, about how do we influence people and what influences us. Okay, were you the one that asked me why I moved here?
I think Mike did.
Yeah, one of the reasons I moved here was because of the uniqueness of the area, the variety of the people, and the sense of community. There are values here. Like, if we don't like something, you will see Topangans on Topanga Canyon Boulevard right outside the Pine Tree Center with signs saying, you know, no more fracking or something like that.
Well, I would say.
If you looked at it,
I would say yes.
Looked at it from
that was
the
my impression.
If you looked at it from the outside, you would say yes, okay? If you look at it from who actually lives here, a lot of celebrities live here, a lot of musicians in particular. Danny Elfman has an incredible house. He had an incredible house here with a recording studio and stuff like that in it, Mike. You'll see a lot of people of that nature. There's a lot of doctors. What they want to do is they want to get away from the life. And the best way to see who's living here, and Randy, you can come back for it any time, it'll blow your mind, is they have in June we have an artist tour. And we go to the homes of like maybe 20 artists. We pay $20 and we get directions to go to their homes. And you've got everything in the world going on here, from science to major art to literary things to... One doctor has a library with 180,000 volumes in it, and he writes poetry. And he makes whatever he makes over at UCLA doing surgery, you know?
Right.
So it's like where people go so that they can get back in touch with nature and back in touch with... You saw the coyotes. Can you imagine what it was like for me to come up my driveway and see a deer in front
steep,
of me,
Mike.
And then it jumps
and
on my property and runs through?
Yeah, and her house is meticulous on the inside.
Pardon?
Like, your house is meticulous, perfectly. I would say. I don't know what the square footage is, but yeah, I would say so.
It's just under
3,000. Pictures everywhere, frames everywhere, really nicely laid out.
Well, it's even gotten better since you were here. I spent the whole day putting my office downstairs together. It is so cool. I just sat there and looked at it, because what I did, I'm a person, Mike, who's had a great deal of influence from a lot of people. Like Larry Hagman would be a really strong influence, was a strong influence in my life and continues to be to that day. He's the guy that was JR. Terry Cole Whitaker, some people know her, some people don't. I never even would have gotten into Landmark Education if it hadn't been for Terry Cole Whitaker. See, and I'm one of her ministers, okay? I'm a Science of Mind minister. And this is my radio ministry, in a sense. You know, this is where I put out the possibility of the future. That's all. That woman influenced me since the first day I heard her speak. And for those of you who know what white light is, I've experienced white light because of Terry Cole Whitaker. I experienced white light with her on three different occasions, and people in her ministry. One of them was Bernard Gunther, and I went to him and I experienced white light with him all the time. I actually saw him privately. And I don't want to do a big thing on white light today. We could sometime, but Google it. White light is a totally altered state of consciousness, and it really, everything really does go white. And there's something that happens inside of your being. It's a, it's an elevated consciousness. Thank you, Terry Cole Whitaker. I mean, what can I tell you? She and I did radio together for a while, and I was actually going to check this morning and see where she was, and I got sidetracked into something else. But Terry Cole Whitaker, thank you, thank you, thank you. Larry, thank you. Those names that I read at the end of the program, those are all people that have influenced me. So, back to you, Randy.
Well, if you want to talk about people that influence you, there's been a lot along my path. I've got a great circle of people right now. You know, Dr. Wallach is an amazing person. And he's a life-changing person. Jordan Rubin, who wrote The Maker's Diet. Tom Chenault in radio.
I love Tom Chenault.
Yeah, he's such a great guy.
I would have mentioned him later if you hadn't.
you would have, yeah.
By the way, he's a Landmark grad.
That is true. That is true. And he's just really fun. In fact, he was just out in California, too, so you missed him. You could have come out and seen, like, the whole family, Val.
But, later. When are you coming again?
I'll be out in Utah in the fall. I'll be in Salt Lake, I believe.
Will they be coming? Will Youngevity be coming back to California?
Well, their headquarters is there, so there's a lot of folks always there. But the next event, I believe, is in Salt Lake. So, but we, you know, I got to see Ben Fuchs, who was amazing, of course, to hear, and Dr. Peter Glidden. So a couple people that we've had here at the show, and you've had Tom here, so we just need to get Dr. Wallach lined up, and I think we'll have hit, like, that wonderful, beautiful circle of people that are in Youngevity that I like. But, you know, Tony Robbins was an early influence. You know, there's a picture of me with Tony Robbins, and there was a whole stage full of people, maybe 200 people, I'm going to guess, up on stage, and at the very last minute, he jumps in and goes right next to me. And I was like, wow, this is super fun. So very
cool.
Yeah, so it's just this, I just have like a little tiny thumbnail of it. And if my computer goes down, it's gone. So I got to get that.
Copy it. Get it out and put it on your wall.
So it was just really fun. I had seen him look over at me a couple of times, and so he knew I was going to be, you know, up there.
I'm surprised he hopped in next to you, okay?
And he
once you see this woman in person, it's amazing that she could even crawl out from under the heap of people that would hop over next door.
And you know who else is one of my favorite people is Mike, our producer.
No. Zach, we'll do Mike. But it's hop on over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com. And if you want to hop on over to our Happily 200, go to wakingupinamerica.com/200. Yeah, and you can find a paradigm-changing game there that's created through the Landmark SELP program that is really expanding. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. It's that good. People are, like, coming over and saying, I can't believe this has made such a difference. Go over to wakingupinamerica.com/200/ and check out why people are going crazy for this game. And you don't have to join, but people that actually join and become members, they can actually recommend and request special things on our website from people that make a huge difference in the conversation of aging. We're programmed to die at 100. If we're 100, we're really lucky. That's the way the current paradigm is. Go over and find out how the paradigm changes. You will be so glad you did. You won't believe it. It doesn't cost you anything to read the paradigm change, okay? And so when you go to wakingupinamerica.com, sign up for our newsletter, okay? We rarely send something out on it, but when we do, we don't want to bug you, but we want to send out things that we think are interesting for you. Patricia and Paul Bagg's apple cider vinegar is the drink of Waking Up in America. go to Bragg, BRAGG.com, and check this amazing lady out. Their heritage is 114 years they've been in business making apple cider vinegar and changing the health world. And the lineage is powerful. And she's the one, Randy, I've got those little pictures. I was going to give you one of Jesus walking on water.
Oh, good.
Do with Patricia Bragg, actually. Her family has Patricia, has passed this down. And so I got my picture taken with Patricia and Jesus walking on water. And we've got these little cards that she hands out. So if you write us at, or you write me at val@wakingupinamerica.com and say, I want one of those cards, I'll actually, and you give me your email, what I'll do is I'll scan that card for you. And I'll send it back to you. And you can have one of these cards, too, and then you can make it any size you want. Because that's her lineage. Jesus Christ walking on water. The lineage is that we can all do the impossible, and you better believe that impresses me, okay? And that's something that inspires me. So does Mary Louise Zeller. She works with a product called Kayani. And Kayani actually means strong medicine. And it's really good for people with Alzheimer's. It's really good for people with low energy. It's as I said, Kayani means strong medicine. Check out the website. You'll be really impressed with that. All of the things that are here, you may think some of them are duplicating each other, but they're truly not. They each have a different factor in them, and as you go in and you read what is there from the web page, you'll see what each of them stands for, and they all stand for part of you becoming the healthiest human being possible and you looking forward to the future and never winding down until you're ready. Protandim, you know what I really love about Protandim?
What's that?
It helps with inflammation. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
And inflammation is a major killer of people.
There's so many great things. My thing is the dreaming. Love it. I took it about 3 days in a row this last week. And, in fact, I gave it to Teddy as well. I said, do you want a dream? Here you go. And I dropped a pill in his hand.
And so you feel like you're handing out magic, right?
I think I dreamt all night. I woke up with just this, feeling. It was just dream.
Sinus problems are good, too, you know, one of those things. The coating company is really good for that, and it's a 5,000-year-old process, Randy. When I talk to doctors about it, some of them kind of throw up their fingers and across like, God, what you try to sell us, this is the devil or something, because they think it's crazy to stick a burning candle in your ear. Well, you don't stick a burning candle in your ear. It's a whole thing. That was developed 5,000 years ago, works over time, and it's really helpful for sinus trouble, stiff necks and things like that, because the Eustachian tube especially is being assaulted by GMOs and chemtrails, okay? This is your blood. And by the way, your cones are here.
I know. I read that text, and it was too late.
Yeah, you got to wait too. I ran down the drive after, not the whole drive. You would not run down my whole drive because I couldn't get back up again.
Yeah.
But I just missed it because I gave Randy and Teddy some cones, so I will ship those off to you guys. The telomeres, that Aqua Chi, special stuff. And your 42action.org, where you really help people be with what they can do in all kinds of different situations. And we may want to say a little something about that.
We've had a couple law enforcement guys on, and they're phenomenal. 26 years background, talking about all of the different things. These guys were the best kind of law enforcement. If you were hunting for food, they let you go. If you were hunting for sport illegally, then they would write you up a ticket. But if you said, hey, this is how I'm putting food on the table, you were let go. And just really great people. Got pulled over, you showed them a passport, have a nice night. They didn't even write you a ticket. For whatever reason, instead of a driver's license, if people showed a passport, they let them go.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, there was reasons why, but people just got to go to our website, join for free, and they can hear all of our archives. Everything will be updated by Monday. So we have amazing calls. We have country music singer. He sings at Opryland. Lou Watson, he's been a regular guest lately. That guy is so smart. It's unbelievable. He's spent his career studying law, and he's a country music singer at Opryland.
I love it. I totally love it. And he says, the last one I wanted to mention, well, actually, I do want to mention the Galactic Federation. Let's face it, folks, we've got friends in other places, and you can meet them through Sheldon and Colleen. And if you disagree with me, don't bother, but if you know what I'm saying has some truth to it, check out the Galactic Federation. Also, check out drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out. And what you'll find there, and all of these things are on the website, but what you'll find there is an emotional clearing process that I do over the telephone. I've done it with people in Australia and England and China and all over the world. Actually, no, I haven't done it in Africa with anybody that I know of yet. So please, if you want to be the first person from Africa to call, that'd be fine. And I give people a complimentary, that's the elegant way to say it, I'm told, a complimentary demonstration of how you can clean up emotional charges that are still reacting from the past. And if any time you repeat yourself or you repeat your argument, it isn't from the present moment, it's from the past. And I do really amazing work with people that have PTSD. Whether it's from the war or from your family, it's all clear upable. And Marketing with the Stars, just go over and check it out. Alkaline Restructured Water, Brooke Peterson, 561-628-1845. And Brooke Peterson is an amazing woman. Once again, her telephone number is 561-628-1845. Just tell her you heard about it on the radio here. And once again, go to wakinguponamerica.com/200 and get involved in our game. Be the first on your block. So, Randy, back to you.
You know, let's talk about that. We haven't talked about it, Val, and we really need to get some legs on that, which is happily 200, living to be 200 or beyond. You know, at this conference that I was at in Anaheim, Dr. Wallach flashed up pictures of people that live to be over 200, well-documented. So it is a possibility.
And I think the reason we're not being told, and by the way, it was Dr. Wallach who was one of my inspirations. His interview with Barbara Walters?
Yes.
I believe what he said, and correct me if I'm wrong, that at this particular time, children born at this particular time, under the right circumstances, can easily live to be 150. Well, what happens is either people get excited when you talk about it, or they go, oh, my God, I don't want to be 150 or 200 years old. The reason you don't want to be is because you don't have the opportunities that we have with a list of people that we just put up for you. If you were working with these people that we just put up for you, you would get turned on about the possibility of living to be 200. You would not wind down. You would buy longevity minerals because they're an important part of living to be 200 or more. And we don't even care if you live to be 200. You don't have to. What happens is the quality of your life just becomes so much more expansive. If you can take on what's being offered here, oh, my God, you will notice that you actually have a life you love, like Randy and the llama and Kenny and sitting down at the pizza parlor just laughing and having a grand time and actually learning from each other in the experience.
Yeah, it was actually a really great trip because the next day then I spent the entire day in Manhattan Beach. And that was, you know, really nice. It was like a real down day as far as relaxing and just being able to enjoy. And, you know, the whole week, you know, Val, you talked about, you know, being able to get around these people. And you're talking about Dr. Wallach's minerals, 90 for life. 90 for life, 90 because that's what the brain needs every day. You don't want to go into this age 200 not having your brain about you. You want to have your wits about you. You know, the whole week that I was there, I really tried hard to eat well. I did drink a little bit, which is it's not something that I always do, but I did have some fun there. But I ate raw tuna almost every day and kale salads every day. So you got to make the choices And then, you know, supplementing with the minerals and all the other things. Getting out.
Yeah, we are not suffering. We are not sitting around eating wheat germ all the time. Mind you, there's nothing wrong with wheat germ. But people have an idea that if you're healthy, you're either eating steamed vegetables all the time and wheat germ and maybe brown rice and stuff like that. There may be brown rice around. We're heavy. Trust me. We found out something we have in common. We both like Stella Artois.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So we had, I think you had two Stellas, and I think I did too. And it was just like totally perfect.
It was.
So this
was.
Is not about a diminished life in any way. This is about intelligence and what you do and how to do it and to live life that's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, we like Stella Artois.
It was really great. And the pizza, of course, was delicious. Rocco's pizza.
Yeah, it was a vegetarian pizza, too. I mean, it's not like you have to suffer here, folks. I'm telling you, there's a lot of fun to be out there. When I first heard the words healthy, see, my mom, Randy, she was like a health nut. So everything had wheat germ on it. That was where the wheat germ crap came from.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wheat germ on it. My eggs had wheat germ on it. When she crossed the line, when she made me a birthday cake for my 7th birthday, that was a wheat germ birthday cake, we came to blows. I just could not stand more time.
When I was married, I got a vacuum cleaner 1 year. I wanted to kill him. Okay, so I think I'd rather take the wheat germ birthday cake than a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, not if you'd had wheat germ every single day and all you wanted was something like the other kids were having. Just one day. Now I say thank you, Mom. At the time, it wasn't a thank you. It was a slam the door going to my bedroom moment. So,
well, I slammed the door when I got that vacuum cleaner. I can assure you, I slammed a few things. Do not buy me a vacuum cleaner. That's not how it's going down.
Henry Thompson Coghlan, thank you. Because you're the reason, you and my grandmother, Granny Tommy, and your stand for health, whether I like the wheat germ or not, you gave me the possibility and the training to actually be the possibility of 200 years old. I had chiropractic work because of you when I was like 7 or 8. The people that you invited over to the house were either health people or actors, and I love acting. So Ruth B. Gannon, who is the teacher at Emeritus College, which is for older folks here in Santa Monica, I thank you. You totally influenced me. Every time I go to class, the way that you look at life, the depth of perception, the notes that you give us when we do our roles, they make us better people. They make us richer people. They make us more communicative people. We just so love, I so love and appreciate you. What you said to us, Randy, was you're going to have the opportunity to do what you always wanted to do all your life and you didn't have the time for. So here we are. There's people in that class, Randy, that are in their 90s.
Oh, my God.
Their hair. Okay.
Congrats to the 90-year-olds. That's amazing.
Look like they're 50, maybe. Okay, one of them in particular, I can't think of his name right now. Really, 6 feet, something or other. Tall, good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Feet, great teeth, great 92.
Wow.
Like, I am so glad. I don't know why I didn't go sooner, because you know when you start getting from the AARP when you're 55. I mean, they're walking you out the door starting at 55.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, you old thing, you. Here's your AARP discount. No, I'm not against AARP because they're definitely in the paradigm, too. But you are getting that number for that guy from growingbolder.com.
Yes.
Okay, Mark. What's happening is Happily 200 is right now we're putting together the club and it's self-generated, okay? But what it eventually will involve to is it's going to be an enormous resource directory, and it's going to have videos, and it's going to have all kinds of referrals. Like, you know who, and we're putting our referrals in. There's no charge to them. You know who one of the top, besides Patricia Bragg, you know who one of my top ones is?
Who is it?
Yes.
Dr. Wallach. Eddie
Edward
Whitney.
F. Group III is the first.
Oh, yes.
In my mind.
Yeah.
Talk about something that inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah, I actually texted him last week. We're supposed to talk this week. Coming.
Great. Tell him we want him. Tell him you want him to see if there's any Saturday anywhere in the world open, because we want him back, and right now we don't have two shows yet. Because I really, really, really want him back, and he wanted to come back, but he didn't want to do it on a Saturday, because that's when he takes his kids to soccer and stuff like that.
Very good. Yeah, no, he's a super great guy, not hard to look at. He just makes everything so smooth, and he's a super family man.
Yeah, on top of it, he's really good. I actually referred I referred some people to him yesterday. Okay, he's really good on detoxing the body and the house.
Yes.
He really pays attention to it. And he doesn't talk about curing cancer or anything of that nature. He just gets in front of it so that it doesn't show up. And
that's
the kind of thing that we want to live to be 200. We do not need to go through cancer. We do not need to go through these different things to wake up and be recovered and all this kind of stuff. If we take care of ourselves and pay attention to ourselves and pay attention to our community and listen to the people that contribute to us, magic happens, because we never have to go through that. We don't have to go through chemo and lose all our hair and wear some dumb wig.
Yeah, I was listening to somebody yesterday telling me that their 2-year-old granddaughter is getting chemo. I said, no, please, no, don't do that. And I gave some things to give to the child, and said, please read this book. I gave Ted Whidden's Answer to Cancer book at thebraincan.com. And I said, you know, please have the mother call me. But they've already shipped this kid off to St. Jude's and is already doing the chemo drug.
No, it makes me crazy, because it's like, okay, you hear it, and then you go, there goes another one.
Yeah. This, you know, and she said the kid is already a skeleton. Well, how do you survive it? See, chemo doesn't actually cure cancer. What it does is it takes the body to the edge where it's killing the host. You're the host, and they hope that if they, you know, get you to the edge, that the cancer will die out or get smaller or whatever. It's really not killing the cancer. It's killing the host. And that's why, you know, my friend that passed away in March from cancer, they had him on over 35 rounds of chemo, and there was no end in sight. And I kept saying, why aren't you stopping the chemo? Because they said the cancer was down to 1% or less, although he was still clearly very sick. And he said, well, you know, they said it'll come back with a vengeance. I said, but you need to move into the next phase. You can't just chemo indefinitely. And ultimately, when he did finally get sick, the host couldn't survive the illness.
30.
Him being the host.
My God, I mean, when you said 35, my whole body started to cringe.
Yes, 30, and plus 25 rounds of radiation to the throat area.
My Jesus, God, that man was destined to hell.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine living through that.
Probably the only reason he could live through it, because he's a firefighter.
Exactly, he had a pain tolerance like no other. I mean, everybody needs to go to the brain can. .com and get that book and start that process. And
totally.
Then look at some of these other things that are on the website, Waking Up in America, which one is longevity. There is a cancer protocol. And, you know, we're not saying that that is the cure for cancer. What we're saying is it helps and supports the body's immune system. It makes it stronger so that it has the ability to fight, so the host can fight, the host body can fight. And that's what turns the cancer around. That's what does it. So
wow.
When you do those things in conjunction with each other, you have the fix. Your body is a machine that wants to live.
Look, and it's powerful. It's way more powerful than you know.
Exactly.
Now, see, the other thing that I'm thinking about here is about in the quantum, being in the quantum field. I mean, one of the things that I'm experiencing, and one of the reasons why I do Landmark and other programs like that so often, is the quantum field is actually what Einstein was working in, and it's also the fifth dimension, okay? And the fifth dimension actually is the possibility of you speaking your word and having it occur. I am told that in the fifth dimension, you don't even have to cook and wash the dishes anymore. You know, what's your favorite meal?
Oh, anything healthy, fresh.
It's so
good.
Okay, we're all sitting together in the fifth dimension, Mike. we'd go, okay, let's create Rocco's Pizza. We wouldn't even have to go to the pizza parlor. It would just, like, show up. There's different levels of reality. For instance, if you think about the difference between, when you think of gravity, what do you think? You think about stones and rocks or whatever, or things falling to Earth, right?
Okay, yep.
Okay. And when you think about outer space, you think about things floating, right? People floating inside the space capsules and stuff?
Sure, yep.
So rocks falling to Earth and people floating in space capsules are the same law. They're just, the circumstances of the law have occurred differently, okay? So on one end of that law, we see rocks falling to Earth, and on the other end of the law, we see floating in space. The same is true of the other things that we do. We think of here on planet Earth, we work hard, and we work hard for our money, and then we get money, and we move in a linear line, okay? But time isn't linear. It's actually a tube torus, which looks something like a globe. If you could imagine yourself inside of something that's shaped like the globe, and you're in the center, in the very center of it, all time and all dimension and everything you ever dreamed of or hoped or wanted is available to you when you have the way of tuning yourself into that reality. And that reality where you have past, present, future, and all the moments around you, which is what Sherry and I learned in remote viewing in particular, you actually can call forth something, which is what Jesus was talking about when he said, pray. And then it gets retranslated, so you have to get down on your knees and ask the church for all this kind of stuff. And Jesus wasn't saying that. He was actually talking. He was very, Einstein and Jesus would have really enjoyed each other, because what Jesus was saying was, go out into the world and get that which is yours. Call it forth, okay? So from the tube torus, and if you can imagine you're inside of this globe, and you say, Rocco's Pizza, and Rocco's Pizza shows up in front of you.
Already cooked, already exactly what we wanted.
Here's the part I like best, though, too, because I don't mind going to Rocco's Pizza. It's fun. You say, dishes disappear, and the dishes are gone. That's the possibility of the fifth dimension, and we're in the third dimension, so, and we're working our way. I think we're easing into the fourth dimension right now, where we're getting some experiences, what people call magic, you know? Like where you're going down the street and you wanted to meet somebody and then you see them on the street corner and it's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in years and I was thinking of you. How many times were the phone rings and you go, oh my God, I was just thinking of you and the phone rings and here you are. I think almost everybody's had that experience, okay? So part of what you're quoting is actually about too, even though I don't usually mention it on the air, Randy, is you've got little hairs down in your eustachian tube, which never get seen in this lifetime because of all of the junk that's in there. And those little hairs are like antenna. And we operate in electromagnetic fields and waves and things of that nature. And if you take a, you know, like, how fast do you think light travels?
Oh, I'm sure we had a number on that in school, but I was probably absent that day or had been partying the night before. So, how fast?
Travel in 180 seconds.
Okay, there we go. Perfect.
Okay. So, that's what we're taught in school. So, that's a straight line. Like, here's light. It's just going zoom at 186,000 miles. Not even how it works at all. First of all, light is not a straight line. It's a wave. Okay. So what happens is
it
travels at 183 miles a second, 86,000 miles a second, 192,000 miles a second. It's a wave. It's a wave. Life is the same. Compare yourself. You're not a straight line. You do not get born and march your way into death. And that's what Happily 200 is about. That's what Waking Up in America is about. That's what, quotes, you know, transformation is all about. It is like literally allowing yourself to expand into the possibilities of what's in the universe. So when you pray, you are claiming that which is yours in the universe. That's why you love DNA stuff, okay? At the point now, they can actually, Randy, I don't know if you know this or not, but they can actually go into DNA and they can actually take out things like puff pallets or predisposed. That's it. Thank you so much.
Conditions.
Predisposed.
So that's why we're working together, Val.
That can actually be removed from the DNA at this point. I mean, what's going on and isn't being shared with the general public is amazing stuff. Okay, even teleportation already exists, except they're not sharing that either yet. Okay, so, but you get clues to all of this stuff. Like, how long ago did Star Trek come out? Do you know, Mike? Original. Okay, so what they were showing in 1964 was already possible then. They used certain things, like, I never watched it much, but Stargate or something like that, where they started talking about the Stargates and how to travel. All that stuff already exists. And for some reason, the science, quote, science fiction writers that are supposed to be making it up, they're not making it up. They may make up the dimensions of it and things of that nature, but a lot of what we think is magical is already existent if you got enough money and you know the right people. Or you know how to operate in the fifth dimension, where it literally, one of the things they say at Landmark is, you say chair and chair falls out of your mouth. It's like it has to do with keeping your word, it has to do with integrity, and integrity's got a lot of dimensions that we don't even really talk about, but just get engaged in these processes wherever you're called. Landmark Education, I love them. As I say, I've done 58 courses. There's some other good ones, too, like this Santa Monica. John Rogers' work is outstanding. LifeSpring is outstanding. Go and find out that you were actually born with magic, and it's possible. And all of these people have influenced me. Did I mention Terry Cole Whitaker?
You did.
Yeah. Well, that woman, I got... I experienced white light with her, but I was first drawn to her because I read her book. Her first book, What You Think of Me, is None of My Business. And I just found her fascinating. So I've experienced white light in different places. I actually experienced it once, Randy, with one of our radio speakers. He was, I can't remember his name, but he was Katharine Hepburn's, I don't know that they had a romantic relationship, but they knew each other and were great friends for absolutely years. And that's the one time on the radio that I actually experienced white light was with that gentleman. So it's a frequency place that you can access. So Google white light and see what it's about. You don't have to be a spiritual master to get there. But you do have to take some trainings and you do have to set aside perhaps some of the paradigms. Tony Robbins, you mentioned Tony Robbins. Did you ever firewalk with him? Was he the one you firewalked with?
Yes. Yeah, he was there. He did our whole thing. And I flew into Colorado Springs, actually, and I flew my two oldest boys in with me. And they went and did, he had like a teenager program, which was really, really cool. And when it was all over, my oldest son said, to date, Mom, that is the coolest thing we have ever done.
I think so, too. I actually met Tony Robbins when I was in my early 30s, and he was in his... We used to tease him because he was considered a car salesman. And so what we did is we went in and we went firewalking, and I actually have been firewalking 3 or 4 times, and I actually took all my clients firewalking, too, because we wanted to break up the paradigms. So... let's just break up some paradigms today. Let's just appreciate people and allow ourselves to feel that. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, CodingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Dever, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, 42action.org, drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. Big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spadard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon. To John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Chris. Oku to Ben Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen and be kind to yourself and someone else.
Ordinary plans. And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.